It's true. Just being outdoors and around trees and nature helps you reduce stress. But that stress comes back with a vengeance if that tree lands on your house or your car. If you have dead, dying, hazardous trees, leaning trees, call my friends at Dawn's Tree Service. They'll come out, offer you up a free estimate, and then if you mention that you heard it here, you get 10% off. 770-413-TREE. I'm Gina. Here's three things you need to know today. With Memorial Day fast approaching, we will honor all of our fallen service members in all of our branches of military. So it got me thinking, which states take the best care of our veterans? Georgia has a long way to go. Atlanta came in at number 83 of the list of cities and states taking good care of those who fought so hard for our freedoms. Tampa St. Pete was number one. Rochester, Minnesota, followed by Wichita Falls, Texas, all made the top three places for our vets to live in and get the services they so deserve. And if you're looking for a job locally, I got you. The Greater Atlanta Career Fair will once again take place this Thursday from 11 to 2 at the Hilton Garden Inn, Atlanta Perimeter Center. Brush up your resumes and your hair as you prepare to meet some of the best employers in Greater Atlanta. Part-time, full-time, anytime, IRL, or remote work will all be good options, so good luck on finding that next big gig. Finally, I just can't take another recall, so let's talk about something else not so cool. We are entering the Asian hornet season. The UK just issued warnings to all beekeepers there, as the season may be the worst seen yet. The hornets feast on our pollinators, and without them, we would have to manually pollinate our food, which is estimated to cost somewhere between $2 to $2.5 billion to hire people, etc., etc. The yellow-legged hornet, aka the Asian hornet, was spotted in Georgia here last year and in several other states. Yes, you can get stung by one, and no one wants that. If you do see one, you are encouraged to contact the State Department of Agriculture. I'm Gina. Those are the three things you need to know today. Table Talk is a premier opportunity for young adults on the spectrum looking to mix, mingle, find new friendships, or possibly find love. But we don't stop with just adults. We have Table Talk Junior, and registration is now open for July. If you have a teen or tween on the spectrum, you have to try Table Talk. You can reach out and find out more at gcast.com. That's GKASTS.com.